The Tax Office is sharpening its attack on companies and individuals that use tax havens. The Commissioner says he expects to take in hundreds of millions of dollars as taxpayers take advantage of a new amnesty to declare assets and income that they've stashed overseas. He says this is part of a global squeeze on tax havens, as Lexi Metherell reports.
From a tax conference in Hobart, Australia's Tax Commissioner Chris Jordan spoke to the world's multinationals.
If you are going to use on-the-edge minimisation strategies in Australia, we will make our presence felt. We will check everything you do and we will not walk away easily.
He also has a message for customers of the famously secretive banks in places like Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. Chris Jordan says they're not as secret as they used to be.
Now, as governments around the world step up their data sharing and harness powerful technology to find tax cheats, the concept of the tax haven is actually dying. It's just a matter of time before you'll be caught.
It's certainly not dead, but there are certainly moves to, you know, limit their operations.
Ali Neruzzi is the Inspector General of Taxation, which is the tax office watchdog. He says there's new impetus to cracking down on tax havens, with the major economies desperate to bolster their empty coffers.
You know, the G20 and other international organisations are, you know, moving to tackle this issue. And I think it is absolutely right that this be, you know, treated as a global issue. I don't think countries can deal with it adequately in isolation, because otherwise they jeopardise their competitiveness in terms of attracting investment into their country.
The ATO says it extracted nearly $500 million in revenue by drilling down on tax havens last year. Now it's hoping to extract more by offering tax haven clients a carrot. It's calling it Project Do It. Under the initiative, taxpayers who haven't declared their income and assets overseas are being asked to do so by the end of the year to face reduced penalties and the promise of no criminal prosecution for tax avoidance. Deputy Commissioner at the ATO, Michael Cranston, says estimates suggest Project Do It could deliver hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue.
I think the stick is, if you don't come forward, you will eventually be caught. So it does provide an opportunity to come in, clean up, and with reduced penalties.
Why, though, would a company or an entity or an individual think that they're going to get caught when, until now, they have been able to avoid tax?
Well, I think the message is strong. We're hoping tax advisors are helping encourage their clients that if they did have these offshore assets or structures, that they do come forward. I think the international environment is sort of well known, and how it's moving towards automatic exchange between countries, and also we also message quite heavily into the community some of the work we do in this area, and that there is a big chance that you will be caught.
A senior lecturer in taxation law at Monash University, Dr. Ken Devos, says such amnesties can be effective, and the ATO's warning that tax avoiders will eventually be caught is not an empty threat.
The reporting mechanisms of the ATO and the income matching techniques are very highly sophisticated for, you know, catching tax evaders, both individuals and corporations. Particularly the multilateral audits which have been instigated, and all the tax information sharing which goes on now amongst the governments and revenue agencies around the world. So really they are becoming very sophisticated in their techniques, and the chances are increasing all the time.
That's Monash University tax law specialist Dr. Ken Devos, ending Lexi Metherell's report.